What is gentle discipline? Gentle discipline is one of the five main types of discipline that is based on mutual respect between parents and kids. The basis for gentle discipline is that it focuses on using discipline and not punishment. Similar to positive discipline, parents who use gentle discipline do not spank or use any forms of corporal punishment. I recently did a poll on my Instagram, and if you do want to follow me on Instagram or social media or my blog, I'll link all that in my description on this episode. But I recently did a poll on my Instagram to find out the topics that my followers are most interested in, and the topic that won, or one of the topics that won, was positive parenting. And with positive parenting comes gentle discipline. It just goes hand in hand. And so I have decided to share six tips for implementing gentle discipline in your homes and families. So, tip number one is when you are teaching your children a lesson, and that's what discipline is. Discipline means teaching. So, when you're teaching your child a lesson or when you're disciplining your child, you want to get at or below eye level with them. So, when you are standing above them, leaning over them, pointing a finger in their face, that's intimidating, and it puts fear in them. It makes them feel like, you are putting them down, berating, belittling. And so when you get down at their eye level, they will not see you as a threat. And because of that, they'll actually pay attention to what you're saying. When you're above them and you're screaming in their face and leaning over them and just being scary and authoritative, they're probably not going to be listening to what you're saying so much as what they're feeling. So they're going to pay attention to what they're feeling, and they're going to feel scared, and they're probably going to start crying and just get all wound up in their emotions, maybe even run and hide. But if you get at their eye level, they're not going to be scared or intimidated by you. They're going to see, not see you as a threat, and they're going to actually pay attention to what you're saying. And it's also just a tip here. It's also really helpful to make physical contact when you are teaching a lesson, when you're disciplining. So either have them on your knee or hold their hand or even hug them while you're doing that. Tip number two is don't threaten what you are not willing to enforce immediately. So, if you're at the park and your kid is throwing wood chips at the other children, you can't just say, "If you keep doing that, we're gonna go home." "All right, well, if you do that again, we're going home." "Oh, you're being such a stinker. If you keep doing that, we're going home." And then you just never take him home. Yeah, don't do that. So, if you're going to threaten anything like that, so if you're at the park and your kid is throwing wood chips in other kid children's faces, you're gonna want to get at eye level, hold their hands, make sure they make eye contact with you, speak softly, and say, "If you do that one more time, we're gonna have to leave." You can even tell them why. You can. Kids are smart. You can say, "If you do that one more time, we're gonna have to go bye-bye because you can't keep throwing wood chips in people's faces because sometimes it gets in their eyes and it hurts." So, and whatever you want to say, just teach them the lesson, talk to them as if they can understand because they can. They're a lot smarter than we think they are. Three, which I kind of already covered, never use fear, intimidation, or physical punishments. And if you listened to my last episode on three simple ways to develop positive parenting, I kind of touched on this. We as parents, are our children's security blanket. And it's a very sacred role that we play. And we need to treat it as a sacred thing. We need to make sure that we are not betraying our children's trust. We need to make sure that our children know that we are always here for them and that they can trust us with anything. And then they need to know that we respect them and that they are worthy of our respect. So when we use fear and intimidation and pain, painful punishments, physically painful punishments, that's a betrayal of trust. If you were to imagine your security blanket, which if you're married, it's going to be your spouse. If you're not married, maybe it's your parents or your significant other. When you have that kind of an intimate relationship, if you can imagine your partner or the person that you trust the most in life, making you afraid, intimidating you, physically hurting you, to make their point known or to get their point across or to get you to listen to them, we as adults consider that abuse. And in some cases, it's actually illegal. Adults can go to jail for hurting other adults. So why do that to a child? Don't betray their trust. Don't betray them. Don't betray them. Don't harm that relationship that should be mutual, respectful, and loving and safe. So, that's tip number three. Tip number four is focus on teaching a lesson instead of inflicting all sorts of punishments and spitting out all sorts of threats. Take a second to think about what lesson your child needs to learn and how you're going to teach it, and teach that lesson instead of what I just said. Just threatens and punishments and blah, you know, the easy way when you're busy and you don't want to take the time to discipline. Take the time to teach your child a lesson. Number five is focus on implementing consequences instead of punishments. This one's been a little bit more difficult for me, but you don't want to necessarily, and maybe in your opinion it's the same. Maybe a consequence is the same thing as a punishment, and maybe it is in some cases. But you can word it in a way that doesn't sound like a punishment. So a punishment would be, if you're not home by midnight, I'm taking your car away, I'm taking your phone away, and you're grounded for the weekend. But a consequence on the other hand is, if you're not home by midnight, you're showing to me that you're not responsible enough to have the car. And it's important to me that you respect these rules in our house. And so if you come home later than what we say, then you're going to lose your car. And that's just a consequence of your actions, you know, just kind of laying it out plain and clear. Like, this is the rule. If you break it, this is the consequence. And I think it's fair and I think it's reasonable to give your child the consequence beforehand. I think it turns more into a punishment when it comes after the fact. So if your child comes home after midnight and you didn't previously tell them the expectations of, like, you need to be home by midnight and it's important that you listen to me because that you respect these rules, otherwise we're going to have to take the car away or whatever. If you don't say that beforehand, you know, they might be willing to kind of push the limits. And then if you come back afterwards, after the fact, and they've already come home after midnight, and you're like, ah, blah, you're blah, 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 taking the car away, blah, you know, I think it's just a little bit different. So try implementing consequences by communicating clearly the rules and consequences before they break them. Okay, so number six, just the tip number five just kind of flows right into tip number six. Make your child responsible for their own actions. So you can say, like, say you gave your child the rule of if you're going to be driving the car, you have to be home by midnight, or you're going to lose your driving privileges and I'm going to take away the car, or you're going to lose the car. So the point of this is to try and take yourself out of being the bad guy position, you know? So you're not the villain. You're not saying, I'm going to take the car away. You say, you're going to lose the car. So it kind of puts the responsibility on them instead of you, if that makes any sense. So instead of saying, once again, if you're not home by midnight, I'm going to take your car away, you say, if you're not home by midnight, you're going to lose your driving privileges. It's just kind of a tricky way of phrasing, using your words in a way that just communicates to people, to others, not just your children, to anybody. It just kind of, it's a way, a different way of communicating, and it comes across differently. So yeah. If that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. I hope that I am speaking clearly here. So those are my six tips for gentle discipline. Let me just go over that really fast. Number one is getting at or below eye level. That's just applicable to small children. I think that it's also applicable to young teenagers and stuff. If you get at their level, like sitting at a table or sitting at the couch when you're talking to them. Tip number two, don't threaten what you are not willing to enforce immediately. If you're threatening to leave the park, you better be ready to leave the park if your kid throws the freaking wood chips at another child's face again. Three, never use fear, intimidation, or physical punishments. Number four, focus on teaching a lesson. And a sub tip there on that one is make your lessons short, sweet, and to the point. If you just keep on going on and blabbing, they're going to tune out eventually. So make your lessons short, sweet, and to the point. Number five, focus on implementing consequences instead of punishments. Communicating the rules and consequences beforehand. Number six, make your child responsible for their own actions. So saying you are going to lose X instead of I'm going to take away X. So those are my tips for implementing gentle discipline. I hope that you learned something. I hope that it works for you. I know that it's worked for me. Let me know. I love to receive feedback from you guys. So if you do try this out and it does work wonders, or if you just are noticing a change or a difference, let me know how it's going for you. I love to hear from you guys. Thanks for listening. This is the Orozco Way.